This morning's reading is from Isaiah 61 and can be found on page 748 of the Church Bibles. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. And this is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. It's a real pleasure to be here this morning. And for those of you that don't know me, although I'm sure most of you do, I'm Michelle Rutter. And in November, it was my privilege to take over the running of Riverbank Trust, which is based right here at Holy Trinity. Riverbank has just entered into its ninth year, and we are a charity that supports some of the more vulnerable families in our local community. Our mission has always been to equip families and build relationships in order to bring about transformational long-term change. We want to see the lonely and isolated brought into community and ultimately into a relationship with Christ. Our ministry is based on the words from Isaiah that Karen's just read. And when Ellie left us, she gave us this picture to hang in our office. That's really quite special for us. And it focuses on the beauty for ashes phrase. And actually on the back she's written, "He who has promised is faithful, with all my love, Ellie." In biblical days it was customary for people to cover themselves in ashes to signify mourning or loss. And then that became symbolic of pain and suffering. We may not cover ourselves today with ashes, but we know what it's like to experience hurt and grief. And this is a place that many of our families find themselves in on a regular basis. When we're told further on in the passage, however, that the ashes will be replaced by a crown of beauty, the oil of joy and a garment of praise, what a message of hope and joy we can bring to the families that we work with. Many of our mums will tell us that they don't feel beautiful, that they're not like them over there, and that day to day they don't actually feel that much joy. But what a promise we have to bestow upon them. When Ellie and I handed over, we talked about the future of the bank, and she kept saying to me, "Keep talking to the church, Michelle, keep talking to them. Keep telling them what we are doing. Tell them our stories and let them see how God is working in the lives of our families." And when she spoke last year, her message was very simple. She just spoke about love. That's why we do what we do. We love because God first loved us. Her message was just really simple, and so is mine. We are family, and we want to extend the welcome of this church to those who are yet to know or find Christ. We often refer to Riverbank as a family first and a charity second. But the good news is we want to share our families with you. Riverbank is an extension of this Holy Trinity Church family, and we believe that God is going to increase our numbers here. Our families are your families, and you are theirs. Throughout his ministry, Jesus often modelled how to welcome others. In Matthew 19, he says, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." The story of Zacchaeus is another example and identifies a man who was a tax collector and despised by many. But Jesus calls him out of the tree and they experience a mutual welcome. Through Christ, God has called every Christian to welcome others. When we welcome one another as Christ has welcomed us, we bless the church, we show Christ to the world, and in doing so, we bring glory to God. I've just got two aims, really, two things I just want to share with you this morning. And one aim is for you to learn something new about our ministry and our work, and for you to see how God is leading us, and to know that we're all in this together. I want you to share our news of what we've been up to, and for you to catch the vision of us being a family together. So, how do we do some of our work? What does it look like? What is a year in the life of Riverbank? I've got a few photos, so have a look. See, we have lots of fun together, and there's also lots of cake eating. Lots of our ministry revolves around food, but I think that's a church thing. That last photo actually was really special. We've never done that before, but at the end of Ellie's party, we said, let's have a photo together, and we got all our families together, and it was just like a big family photo. And actually, I hadn't seen that until we sort of put the PowerPoint together, so that's a really special photo, that one at the end, and it's the only time we've done it and kind of got everyone together. So as we said goodbye to Ellie last year, she used the analogy of a book, and that with Riverbank, she had come to the end of the chapter. Some people thought that we might all pack up, get new jobs and move on, but we knew that God was not finished with us, and in fact, we were just about to enter into a new chapter. And I'm just going to show you a few examples now of how we're still moving forward. So just a few numbers for you, for those that like numbers. So we think we're working with approximately 65 families at the moment, and that's on a one-to-one relational basis. About 18 new families since January. Now, we are at capacity with our work. Our families are bringing their friends along, and we're also doing more work in school. So we have inherited and had more families referred to us. But 18 families in 2 months effectively is a huge statistic for us. I'm not quite sure where we're going to go with this if they keep coming. About 120 families since we started in 2010, about 200 children who've come into contact with Riverbank in a very personal way. We've had 20 mums attend our Kids Matter parenting group. Kids Matter is a parenting group we run for our families. It has been so successful, and we know that that's impacted about 53 children. We've had 22 families attend our art workshops with Orleans House Gallery. We've given 18 free places away in holiday clubs with some other our community links. We are in 3 schools, 1 hostel, and there's 8 members of staff. So one of the things we've been doing is working on our community links as well, of how other people can come and help bless our families. So at the start of the year, we took some time out as a team to seek God and ask him what the vision for this ministry might be and where we might be heading. So the team are a wonderful group of people to work with, and they're really led by the Spirit and God's heart. When we came together, we talked about the future of our work with mums, and that we know that there is still a need to support the dads who are struggling in parenting in very difficult circumstances. And like Sheena prayed, we would love to have a male outreach worker alongside us to love, support, encourage, and meet with the dads. So if this is something that stirs you or excites you, please do speak to one of us or pray about how you might be able to support us in this area. Over the years, we've worked alongside a number of families who've moved on from primary to secondary. And for many of them, losing our support is a real worry that they face. Now, as it happens, we never drop families because we believe in long-term relationship. But how we work with the families that have transitioned to secondary school is a question that we often find ourselves asking. We're also talking about planting a Riverbank hub into another community. Many of our mums are rehoused into other areas of Richmond, including Ham and Witten and Hampton, and we would love to empower and engage other churches to do what we do. Last year, we employed Laura in her role of mission and ministry manager. And some of you might not know Laura. Joe, her husband, works here with KIC, and they're based over at Halford House. I always do say, though, that mission and ministry is at the heart of something that we all do, and it's all part of our job description, I guess. But having someone lead in this area and really put it at the centre of our work, we feel is hugely important, because we want to see spiritual growth within our families. We have seen some of our families come to faith, and more recently, Laura has been leading a Bible study for a few of our mums. Laura's future plans include a Bible club for the children of our families and a Living Waters course after Easter, which will be a just looking group for those who are interested in and want to explore faith. And we would love to see these mums encompassed into church, be part of a home group, and ultimately find faith. I want to introduce you now to Naomi and share with you a short film that Nico made for us. I'll let you tell her story, but let's just say it's got a happy ending. Now, I've watched this twice and I've cried twice, so I might be a bit of an emotional wreck by the end of the morning, but yeah, have a look at our video.
It was a point of hardship when everything seemed to be going wrong. I was pregnant with my baby and had got made redundant. I was in a relationship where it was a bit challenging, basically. The relationship broke down. And I had to leave the family home. But it reached a point where I know I had to ask for help. Yeah. We were put into the hostel. People from Riverbank would come in,
yeah.
You know, and, you know, do the session, the droplets, you know, with the kids. It felt nice to be able to speak to someone, building the friendship, you know, obviously with the passage of time, it just got stronger. And at the time when I felt alone, confused, helpless, hopeless, it was nice to have someone who, with time, I built, there was a trust there.
Yes.
It just gave a sense of acceptance, belonging. You know, Riverbank was a place where I could actually go to, you know, for that support, that help. At this point in time, prayer. I didn't pray. Ellie would say, oh, should I, you know, can I pray for you? Can I pray? It's like, yeah, okay. No one's ever asked to pray, but, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
I would sort of like put my head down, you know, wait for her to finish. And it felt good. And as time goes and she started to do that, we started to do that more and more often, I could feel my heart was softening. And I know now, looking back, the Lord was pursuing me. He was there. He was calling me. And that's where, you know, I realized I want to know more. I want to know God.
Yeah.
I want to know the Lord. You know, I just want to know more, basically. Me a greater understanding of the Lord and who He is. Riverbank had not only help in terms of, you know, having a friendship and providing that support and just knowing that we're not alone, you know, in our journey. Literally, Riverbank carried and walked me through it. The one thing that stood out for me is us, you know, Riverbank, give us the greatest gift we could ever ask for. It's getting to know the Lord. If I could describe Riverbank in one word, I would say it's love. We feel so loved. It's just pure.
There we go, deep breaths. So, slightly differently, over the past few years, and again, Sheena talked a little about this in her prayers, Riverbank has been involved in a large project called Community Sponsorship. And this is a home office-run project in conjunction with the local authority, which will see Riverbank rehouse a refugee family. And it was very much Ellie's vision that we should be a Christian community that would make room and provide abundantly for the foreigner and the refugee, that we should provide radical hospitality and answer the biblical call from Leviticus, which says, when a foreigner resides among you in your land, do not mistreat them. The foreigner residing among you must be treated as your native born. Love them as yourself, for you were foreigners in Egypt. And again in Proverbs, we're commanded, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up, judge fairly, and defend the rights of the poor and the needy. So where are we today with our community sponsorship project? Well, very excitingly, we have a house. We've submitted all our paperwork, and this week we met with the Home Office, and it was a really positive meeting. So we've got a few things to tweak, but we're now on a shorter timescale than we were. And again, we've got no idea who this family will be, but God does, and we're really praying into that. This is his work, and we're merely following his commands. And I just want to show you now, again, a few ways that you perhaps could get involved, because we are going to need a bit more help around this as well. So how can you help with regards to this project? Well, we're going to need practical items. We've got an empty three-bedroom property, so we now need to get it ready for when our family arrive. So we need all the basics that you would need, all your day-to-day stuff. So plates, cups, clothes dryers, tables, chairs, beds, towels, curtains, all those kind of things. We need practical support. So we're still looking for translators. There'll be Arabic speaking, and we need to provide 24/7 translation, at least for the first week or so. But we're going to need lots of people to help with translation. We're going to need to move furniture. We will befriend them, provide them meals and food. We need financial support around this. We will be helping them with their school uniforms, their shoes, their clothes, their bills, their transport, their days out. Now, we will be teaching them and helping them to become sufficient for themselves. But initially, we need to help set them up, and we need to help provide for them. And we also need prayer support. So for the family, for funds, for volunteers, and for us as we support the family. And we want good local links and good working partnerships. And like I say, we've really worked hard with the local authority and with the Home Office. So again, we're building up more and more links with sort of a wider network of people. So at Riverbank, we do what we do by the grace of God. And through discernment and careful spending, our prayers don't go unanswered. And we're hugely blown away by the financial support that we receive from this church. And actually, this is a really good opportunity for me to publicly stand up here and say thank you. You know, it never quite feels enough, but we are truly grateful for the love, support, prayers, and money that you give to this wonderful work. And also, it's a good time to say thank you to our faithful volunteers who tirelessly commit to and support our groups and events. And actually, we really couldn't do a lot of what we do without the support that we get from you guys. We're excited to be launching soon a new Virgin Just Giving page where you'll be able to donate specifically towards the community sponsorship project. We were hoping to have it up and running by today, but just with all the paperwork and the background information, we haven't been able to do that. But we'll be putting it in the bulletin in future. So that will be a place specifically where you can help donate to this project. And last year, Ellie and Tristan stood up here because we were in a difficult place financially. And the response was amazing and money was graciously given. So today it's my turn to stand up here and ask you to consider giving to our work and the future vision of this charity. We really need people to commit to giving to us on a monthly basis, and we've set ourselves the challenge of finding new monthly supporters. We also value one-off gifts, both large and small. So if you feel that this is something that you would like to talk about more, please do come speak to me or get in touch. And I know Karen will be about after the service with our giving forms. So please do speak with her or any member of our team. And again, just very quickly, a few examples of how we would use the money when it comes in. There we go. So where is our money spent? Well, £10 to £15 would buy a family gift bag at Christmas. And again, I stood up here at Christmas and we had a wonderful amount of money come in for our gift bags. So £25 would pay for refreshments for 1 month at Little Droplets. That's the mother and baby group we do at the hostel. And that's the group that Naomi referred to in her video. So we go up to the hospital week after week after week, and we're always a presence. And if there's no one there, we go and we pray and we sit, but we're always there and we provide refreshments. £50 would be the cost of a befriender visit with the parents. We try and link a befriender or a volunteer up with a parent. £100 would be an approximate monthly cost of running our Kids Matter parenting programme. So again, that's the refreshments and staffing costs. £2,000 approximately the monthly cost of providing outreach workers in 3 local primary schools. And then £11,737 is roughly the annual cost of 2 days a week for an outreach worker. Again, we're at capacity at the moment. We would love, love, love to have more people working alongside us. We would love to have a man supporting our work, but we also know that we just have lots of families that we're working with, and we would just love to be able to have more people on our staff team. Thank you. So what is our vision moving forward for Riverbank and the church? Well, we want to see more families be part of this wider family, and we want to be better at bridging the gap that we find ourselves in. Many of our families happily come to this church every day of the week except for Sundays, and we want this to change. In 2 weeks' time, we have our next all-age service, and as a way of practically extending the welcome to our families, Riverbank will be using this as an opportunity to invite our families along. Richard Jackson's going to be cooking a roast for us for our families after the service. And we would love each person here, so all of you, to just be part of that team that says to our families, you are very welcome here. So it's noisy anyway, but it might be a bit noisy, a chaotic, messy. But, you know, for us, that's family. Family's not neat. It's not straightforward. But for those on their own, a bit like Naomi said, this might just be one of the few places where they can come, where they can be loved and heard and taken care of. Ellie spoke a while back about the one. Jesus went after the one in Luke 15, the sheep that was lost, the one that wandered away, but he didn't forget them. He sought them out and rejoiced in their discovery of being found. What a wonderful God we serve. If we only get the one in 2 weeks' time, then let's rejoice, for another has been gathered into the flock, which in time we pray will become part of this extended family here at Holy Trinity. Amen.